I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. It is Dom time. The governor in New Jersey has ratcheted things up. It's all one-sided here. Of course, we know Jersey is a hot spot dealing with the health crisis. But does that mean, even Governor Cuomo, we played you that cut last week, said, you know, I'm thinking, too, about restarting the economy. What's that going to look like? I don't see that for Murphy. And in the meantime, what are Jersey businesses supposed to do? Even Philly.com had a piece over the weekend where a guy, I told you, a guy called me, he had a garden business, right? Not a lot of people. There's distancing, social distancing there. Well, he's an independent, relatively small to medium. He's shut down. But Lowe's is open, and they have a big garden section. And people are saying, well, they're a big box. More people go through there. That's worse, isn't it? This is really, really not fair to business. But that doesn't seem to enter into the calculation here. Joining us is Republican Assemblyman Brian Bergen, who wrote a piece at NJ.com exactly along those lines. Hey, Assemblyman, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Very, very well. So it seems to me what's happening here, I'm looking at some of the things around gun shops, some of the things around other businesses in New Jersey, that essentially the policy isn't being creative or even caring about trying to keep something going or get something started once this passes in New Jersey. What could be done?
Well, like you alluded to earlier, you know, there are two simultaneous objectives that we have to have here that are not mutually exclusive. We have to attack the health crisis, clearly, but at the same time, in lockstep, we need to attack the economic crisis being caused by the steps to combat the health crisis. And we seem to be lagging very far behind on dealing with the economic issues. And there are some programs that came out recently, I think last week, from the NJEDA, but quite frankly, they really missed the mark on generating the type of economic engine that we need. You know, this isn't an academic exercise. Small businesses need cash. They don't need loans that they have to pay back down the road. They don't need grant programs that put a very small amount of money in their pocket that can make one payroll or half a payroll. They need massive cash injections, and we're really missing the boat on that, quite frankly. But there are things we can do, to your point, and some of the things I put out in the op-ed, one of which is to forgive the first quarter sales tax for small businesses. This is cash that they're sitting on today, Dom, that's in their bank that they have to remit here in a few days that they can use to stimulate themselves and to keep people employed. Now, it's there. It's ready for the taking. It's available. It's easy to do. We could do it legislatively in one session, but yet we continue to have bills that come up that do nothing to help a small business, and it's a shame.
Well, I agree with you. But they don't want to give up that money, right? There's too many people that have not been in business or have a business-friendly atmosphere, and they would say, Brian, I think to this, listen to you guys. My God, you're talking about all this stuff and people are dying. And I think we're making the point. You have to address that. You can walk and chew gum at the same time, but you have to keep these businesses from closing down ultimately. That's what's going to happen.
Right. And these small businesses in particular, they are the driver of the economy, and they are the source of revenue for the state. So if we allow them to fail, then we are going to exacerbate this problem in the long term. And we have to really make sure that we avoid that. But these state programs that the NJEDA came up with last week, and I told this to the NJEDA, in a normal situation, it would be, I would look at it as a great economic stimulus package. But we're in a crisis, and these businesses have no money coming in, and it's a matter of paying the bills today, not in 2 weeks, not in a month, and certainly not taking a cash injection that then you have to pay back.
Right. We even had listeners along these lines when more businesses were open, but even now the ones that are, that said, buy a gift certificate, but don't cash it in for a month or two. That way there's cash in the pocket of your favorite business, but you still have that gift certificate down the road. This will keep them going and keep people employed now. So even listeners are thinking along those lines. It's amazing that legislators can't bring themselves to get it. What's going to happen here? It's going to be very tough because I don't think New Jersey is going to be out of the woods as other states might be as soon.
No, you're right. And you know what troubles me, too, as a new member of the state legislature down in Trenton, is that I'm there and I'm witnessing it. And we literally have the ability to do something, and we're choosing not to. It's not that there are these extraneous circumstances that are preventing us from doing something. We're making the conscious decision in the state of New Jersey not to take the action that's necessary. And anybody who tells you different is not telling you the truth. We have the ability. We're making the decision not to. And I hope, you know, I put a bunch of ideas out there, the sales tax being one of them. The NJBIA has put out a whole bunch of ideas to the legislature. The NFIB, that represents the really small businesses, has put out ideas. Now it's just a matter of us convening a session, which we've done twice so far, and getting these things done.
Absolutely. I think it's the first time you're on the show. So if you choose not to answer on this, I don't live in Jersey. I taught in Jersey. I do all that stuff. And we've been kidding this morning because Oregon, which has self-serve only in rural counties, now has gone all self-serve. Governor Murphy was asked, would he consider that? And I think he just ran away from the questioner. You know, there is some value, I think, to doing that. Do you choose to answer on that one?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that a lot more, I got to be honest. But I like
that's
to put
okay.
me on the spot the first time. It's good.
No, that's okay. That's why I said you could take a pass. I know how dangerous that is in New Jersey. Give us one more idea. I agree with you on the sales tax. What else could they do almost immediately?
Well, let me tell you this, and this costs no money. I'll tell you what they could do to at least eliminate some of the confusion. You know, I run a business that has a portion of it in the state of Pennsylvania. And when the state of Pennsylvania decided to shut down non-essential businesses, we submitted a form and got a response back from the state of Pennsylvania that day that said whether we were an essential or not essential business. In New Jersey, it's chaos.
Yeah.
You gave the example before about the garden center. We're not taking any of the steps like the sales tax or forgiven payroll tax or all the easy things that we could do to generate the economy. And then on the flip side, we're not even giving people the information they need to know whether or not they can operate. So that would be, if anybody's listening to me from the administration, that would be something they can get done by the end of today. Just have an email where you can send these people back a response. Let them know if they're essential or non-essential, so those people who can generate money will continue to do so.
Well put. Hey, please come back again. Thanks for the wisdom today, and we'll table the pump your own gas for now.
You got it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Assemblyman. Assemblyman Brian Bergen here, another find here on the Dom Giordano Show.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.